I don't know how to pray for Dad. I wish he wasn't in jail, but he'd probably just get in trouble again.
When it comes to tough prayers, do your best and let the Holy Spirit do the rest. This is Zach, and you're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're here today. Now, let me ask you something. Have you ever had something tough that you wanted to pray about, but you didn't know how to pray about it? Well, I know I have. If so, just listen to this Bible verse. It's Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And now for our story today. It's called Wrinkles. Dakota walked out into the garage. I want to wear my new blue shirt, Mom. Did you wash it? Mom, who was dripping paint off an old desk, looked up and nodded. Yes, I washed it. It's on a hanger in the laundry room, but it needs ironing. It's pretty wrinkled. I can do that, said Dakota. I'll call for help if I need it. She hurried off and got out the iron. When the shirt was pressed, Dakota showed it to her mom. Look, she said. This shirt was a wrinkly mess before, but it's all nice and neat now. That night at dinner, Mom asked Dakota to say the blessing. Thank you for this food and our home and, Dakota paused, and please be with Dad. Amen. Something on your mind? Asked Mom as Dakota glumly passed her the potatoes. Dakota shrugged. I just don't know how to pray for Dad, she said. I wish he wasn't in jail, but I'm afraid if he got out, he'd just keep doing the things that got him there in the first place. Mom nodded. I know what you mean. She pointed at Dakota's shirt. That iron sure took care of all those wrinkles, didn't it? Dakota looked down at her shirt. Yeah, but what does that have to do with Dad? Well, said Mom, the Holy Spirit does the same thing with our wrinkly prayers. Wrinkly prayers? Repeated Dakota. What are those? They're the prayers we're not sure how to pray, said Mom. We don't know everything that's going on in someone's life or the best solution to a problem, but God does. When we pray about those things, we might be afraid of asking for the wrong thing sometimes because we can't see the whole picture. Kind of like my messy, wrinkled shirt? Asked Dakota. Exactly, said Mom. But when we pray about things that are unclear or confusing, the Holy Spirit irons out the wrinkles so that before God's throne, they make perfect sense. Mom squeezed Dakota's hand. Keep praying for Dad. God knows exactly what you're trying to say, and you can trust Him to do what's best. So how about you? Do you sometimes feel like you're not sure what to say when you pray? Are there people or situations you want to pray about, but you're not sure how to begin? God wants you to come to Him with anything and everything that concerns you. Tell Him the best way you can, and trust the Holy Spirit to smooth out the wrinkles. Our key verse for today is Romans 8:26. We do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us. And our key thought for the day, pray freely to God. Hey, thanks for listening to today's program. I would love it if you would write to me and let me know what you thought of the story. You can write to Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501. Or you can find Keys for Kids online at keysforkids.org. You'll also find all kinds of great stuff there, stuff for your parents, games, stories for yourself, and fun for the rest of your family. Once again, that's keysforkids.org. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Keys for Kids. This is Zach, and we'll see you then.